iPhone regret.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. If you bought an iPhone for $600, this is the morning you have to be kicking yourself. Apple has cut the price on the 8-gig iPhone to $400. That was the main thrust of the company's big announcement yesterday. I guess despite all the hype, Apple's been having some trouble selling the iPhone. And that's one reason stocks fell yesterday. The Dow dropped 143 points to 13,305. The NASDAQ lost 24 to 2605. The S&P 500 fell 17. The Asian markets finished higher, and European stocks are off to a pretty good start. Boeing has delayed the first flight of the first test flight of its Wonder plane, the 787 Dreamliner. 787 is still supposed to be delivered on time to airlines, but regardless, Boeing's European competitor, Airbus, must be kind of happy about this. Let's bring in our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Is that true, Stephen?
The Germans have a word for it, schadenfreude, taking pleasure from other people's misfortune. Of course, Airbus has been dogged by delays of its own, a two-year delay for its flagship project, the A380. So knowing that the old rival could have similar problems will be very reassuring.
Yeah, but Airbus has had its own problems, as you said. So will they be able to capitalize on this?
Well, it's worth pointing out that actually Airbus has already benefited from this plane, Dreamliner, which has created such a demand for this type of, you know, mid-size long-haul aircraft, that Airbus is actually expected to sell a lot more of its rival plane, the A350, as a result.
But if the delays are more serious for Boeing, for the Dreamliner, how much more of an advantage would this be for Airbus?
Oh, a very much greater advantage. I mean, if this test flight delay turns into a delivery delay, that'll be fantastic for Airbus. And here's an interesting instance of how important the timing is here. British Airways is mulling over the replacement of its entire long-haul fleet. And if Boeing gets the Dreamliner ready for delivery by 2010, BA will order Boeing. If, however, Dreamliner is delayed until 2012, 2013, then the Airbus A350 is in with a very much better chance.
All right, Stephen Beard, our London correspondent, thanks for joining us.
Okay, Scott.
If someone says they're a certified senior advisor or a certified retirement planner, kind of sounds like they have some expertise, doesn't it? Federal and state authorities say it's hogwash. Those terms are just marketing tools, one of several being used to scam older people. Jeremy Hobson reports.
At a hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill, this was the message from both Republicans and Democrats. Senior citizens are getting scammed into investments they can't access for years by people who don't know what they're talking about. People who sometimes have titles like certified financial advisor that only require a little work and a little cash to get. SEC Chairman Christopher Cox says it's time for the government to step in.
I think we have long since gotten over the question of whether or not there's a role here for the federal government. There is.
Cox says there should be an accreditation process for retirement planners. Dan Danbaum with the Society of Certified Senior Advisors says he welcomes the idea of a national standard to weed out the bad guys.
We're aware that there are people who will misrepresent themselves and who will cross other lines, for instance, acting as an unregistered investment advisor.
Lawmakers say legislation is already in the works. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, supporting America's public transportation systems. Working to help reduce greenhouse gases for a better environment at publictransportation.org. And by the Medtronic Foundation, sponsoring The Mysterious Human Heart, a PBS series shedding light on heart disease through the stories of people from around the world, premiering on PBS in October.
This week, Congress is debating ways to help homeowners stuck with awful mortgages. There are many ideas floating around. One in particular from economists Dean Baker and Andrew Samwick strikes our economics correspondent Chris Farrell. It's own to rent. Okay, Chris, explain this.
The simple way is Congress passes legislation and says the current homeowner has the right to stay in the home as long as they like. All they have to do is pay fair market rent. And of course, under this plan, the homeowners turn over the property to the mortgage holder. So the mortgage holder does get the property. And it's a bailout that really protects the low-income homeowner who was sold a bill of goods.
Do you really think that Congress would do something like this?
You know, the idea is out there. See, there's a real problem with bailouts. And this is used the word bailout loosely, all right? You don't want to reward speculators. And you don't want to reward lenders. You really want them to suffer. You want to have pain. They deserve to go to the seventh circle of hell anyway, right? Now, but you do want to protect, you know, the homeowner that was misled. The benefit of this idea is that it's the most targeted idea I've seen that helps out that person. It doesn't throw them out on the street, doesn't force them to go through foreclosure. It helps out that person and at the same time forces the lender and the speculators to take a financial hit.
How exactly would this be a punishment in any way for the mortgage lenders?
They are now landlords. And it puts them into landlord business. And that's always a risk when you speculate. And that's what the lenders were doing, were speculating. Don't use any other word. But it does essentially say, you know what? You're not going to foreclose on this property. You're not going to put this person out on the street. You're not going to be able to rewrite the terms of the mortgage loan. By the way, as long as that tenant meets the fair market value bill, you're a landlord.
So do you do anything to help the mortgage lenders get through this?
No, I don't see any reason why you should. I mean, actually, you know, the Federal Reserve is doing what it should do. And I'm a big fan of what Ben Bernanke has been doing. And I think all this whining from the hedge funds and Wall Street about the Fed needs to cut rates. Look, the Fed's not in the business of bailing out these big banks. I mean, look at the money that has been made. What was it last year? The bonuses on Wall Street were, what, $60 billion? I think what we're going to see over the coming year or two is a Darwinian process of the market. And as far as I'm concerned, I hope a lot of these people go out of business.
Well, maybe next time, Chris, you can share some strong opinions with us.
Okay, I know that's sort of one of your demands. I'll try and live up to it.
All right, Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.